Welcome to the Revital Health Podcast, where we explore the exciting intersection of modern science, ancestral wisdom, and personalized health optimization. I'm your host, Jodi DeVal, naturopath, integrative medicine expert, and founder of Revital Health Clinic in Perth, Western Australia. Each episode, we'll dive deep into cutting-edge therapies, groundbreaking research, and practical strategies to help you live your best life, having plenty of fun along the way. Whether you're keen to supercharge your energy, balance your hormones, or discover the latest biohacking trends, you've come to the right place. If you love what you hear, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a moment with world-leading experts and game-changing insights. It's time to unlock your full health potential. Let's go!
Revital Health is a proud member of the Health Optimization Network. Health Optimization Medicine and Practice is a 501c3 non-profit on a mission to educate doctors and practitioners on how to optimize for health rather than treating disease. If you're interested in becoming a practitioner or donating, head over to homehope.org. Revital Health Clinic is the first and only of its kind, exclusive health optimization clinic in Australia with state-of-the-art health technology protocols and personalized care, with compounded medicines made specifically for your testing individualities. To find out more, head to revitalhealth.com.au.
All right. So welcome back to the Revital Health Podcast again. And today is a really special one. So we are celebrating 3 years in the clinic and our 100th episode, which is, I think, pretty incredible. So the podcast has been going for over 5 years and we've kept it up, and it's been a lot of amazing guests and within our own clinicians, within the clinic is pretty incredible. So now, I guess we've got to be pretty proud of ourselves for that. And it's been a pretty big journey, and the clinic itself. And so what also started as a little passion project, this podcast, because I wanted to create a platform that I could recommend information and have guests that I truly love, and share information about topics to clients and send it to them. So this is pretty much the reason that I started the podcast, to have a really reliable source of information to send patients and clients to. So as many of you know, I also co-host now the Smarter Not Harder podcast. So I get double the amazement of guests. And I also have an amazing time interviewing these incredibly smart and influential, you know, moving needles in health and wellness world, but also in all sorts of industries. So it's just incredible. So thank you, firstly, for being here with us for this long, if you're still listening. If it's the first time, then thank you so much for joining us and for growing with us through these podcasts and also within the clinic as well. So I guess for this episode, I wanted to embark on a bit of a journey of my own skincare. I recently got asked this question on Instagram. And so I wanted to explore it in an episode here as well, because I think it's something that I get asked a lot. And also it's quite a confusing world out there. And I recently, just this morning, had a podcast that we'll be putting out in a couple of weeks with a beautiful Dara from Hawaii, who heads up the education at Young Goose. And she's an esthetician, and she's taught me a lot, including Amitai and Anastasia, so who have created Young Goose. And it is a product that I've landed on, a company that I've landed on, that I'm very confident in. And I think they're just making leaps and bounds in the industry. That's really quite a tricky one, because being in the biohacking industry, you're wanting to do good by the chemicals, and while keeping it quite active in the longevity space, and having the actives there. So it can be an interesting time. So I do wanted to step through that. It's evolved significantly through my growth as a practitioner, business owner, mother, CEO, really busy lifestyles. There is so much for us to be doing for our bodies and to keep it healthy and well. And I talk about this quite a lot with clients, as you can imagine, not just the skin, but it's an organ on the outside. So it really represents the health. And so if we are vibrant on the outside, then we are generally vibrant on the inside. So it is a show tell of what we are experiencing within our own health most of the time. So firstly, my skin journey started really with just coconut oil. So now to clinical facials, which we have our own facials in clinic using the pro products from Young Goose. So we are loving using those, and it's a big change. And I got obsessed with this when I went to Vegas last year. And I talked to Dara about this on the podcast, and just the way that you can connect with clients and connect with people and bring them back into self-care through a facial. And just really, it's a vulnerability, but also you're getting the benefit of having amazing, beautiful skin, and then lessening those aging factors, so which is really incredible. So over the last 8 years, I have genuinely started to look after my skin. I started with coconut oil and no sunscreen, or no coverings and no protections of the environment. And so after, that was sort of like the extent of my 20s. And then it wasn't until I had my last bubba at 30 that I felt I had the capacity, or just after that really, 32, so I had the capacity and energy to think about how I was going to look after my skin and what I was going to do about it. So inside, I was doing great. I had the clean lifestyle sorted. I had the filtered water, the lemon, the salt, the hydration, plenty of antioxidants. I was eating minimal gluten, dairy. I was focused on internal optimization, but I hadn't yet considered, I guess, the external to an extent, because there was nothing that I was picking up on it as a problem. So there was no prevention that I had and I was doing. So I really wanted to start to look at that prevention and external signs of aging and help to support the external organ. You know, there was a little bit more I could be doing. So I began experimenting a lot. I built up a bit of a routine, and I use it as my self-care routine from morning to and nighttime. And throughout the day remains this really good opportunity to look after my body in internal optimization. So, you know, there's some of the things that we don't think about when it comes to skincare or skin is lighting, environmental toxins. They are a huge component of us not really thinking about how we can protect ourselves against all of these. And in the daytime, even inside, we're against, you know, quite fake lighting, artificial lighting. And so this can have a big impact on the potential of our skin to heal and to age effectively. So, I started with like Rationale. I did some cosmetics. Some of these were like more mixed around the Australian climate. But now, then I got into biohacking and saw a huge potential. And I discovered Young Goose. And then, so some of these things I started to evolve over time and bringing these in. So at the moment, my routine looks like a cleanse with the adaptogenic cleanser from Young Goose in the morning and at nighttime. Generally, I don't always get those double cleansers in, but now after speaking to Dara this morning, I'm going to try. Generally, I just wash over in the morning and then try and cleanse if I can. Using a mix of then Youth Reset, Youth Daily, the retinol, sometimes morning and night, depends on where I'm going and what I'm doing. And then the hyperbaric mask, depends on how dry my skin, morning and night. So all of them from Young Goose. And at night, if I'm feeling a little bit dry, I add in an extra Young Goose, but I've also got a little product like that I found called Liminal Elixir, which I quite like. So it's just a little bit more layering of the oils. It's got some castor oil and things like that in it. So I put that on. I don't know if that is the right thing, but I find that it works well for my skin and doesn't clog it up too much. So that at the moment is my like product routine. I use very natural makeup, so I tend to and have been using the same makeup for some time. So Inika is what I use, the foundation. I use Eye of Horus mascara, and I use Inika powders if I'm trying to get some texture to the face, and that's pretty much it. That's all I use. So I will use lip balms. Young Goose has one. I'll use natural pawpaws on my lips if I get dry in the day from too much talking. But the one thing that I always do is have lots of water. So drinking this one now, big bottle, big Stanley bottle of water. I've got some Kintone minerals in there. So I'm always recharging with minerals. And I find this to be so fantastic for joints, for memory, for brain function, for skin health, for hydration of the skin. We can't live without minerals. Our cells depend upon you. So good water. So now the other things I have tried over the years is sort of some treatments and therapies. I've dabbled in a lot because obviously it's a big expanse of time and I wanted to try. So some of my favorites I've tried were facials, if you get a good facialist or aesthetician. So Dara actually can't be here with me, unfortunately. I would love to be going to her all the time, but now I have our beautiful facials in clinic. And so Chris has taken on as the expert of Young Goose professional facials and is doing a fabulous job at that. And it's just a reset nervous system, plump up the skin, move the lymphatic, just an incredible sensual, but also senses experience because of the cold, the hot, the heat, the steam. Oh, it's just incredible. So I'm really loving those at the moment. The other treatments that I have used and still tend to use on and off is laser. And mainly I use the BBL laser for the pigmentation. So I had quite a lot of melasma when I had kiddos for hormones. And so I used the BBL laser to support all of that. And that actually worked really well. So I no longer have hyperpigmentation on my face. And I would love to have it, which I'm going to go to soon, is it on my chest, just because there has been quite a lot of damage from the sun, because I do love to be in the sun with my kids at the surfing and the beach, and I have always been a beach bunny and sun bunny. So I keep all of this checkups and skins and do my moles and do all this sort of stuff. So it's a good thing to be keeping up with, just to make sure that nothing's changing. But internal health, really, I've never had an issue come up with my skin or been picked up yet, which is great, touch wood. But I do look after my internal environment a lot. So, you know, bar the stress, I think I do pretty well at the way I look after my body. And stress is a part of what we do. And if we can adapt to that better, then it's probably never going to go away. But I think the adaption's the key, and making sure you're aware of where you can be and where your burnout time might look like. So catching it before then. So the other thing, the treatment I really loved was PRP. So it was a platelet-rich plasma. And I had those, so my own plasma injected back into my skin, which is sort of called the vampire facials, but it wasn't quite that bad because I had them injected under the skin, not in a superficial needling. So it wasn't blood all over my face. So they're the sort of three that I find to be the most effective that I've tried. And, you know, lasers are only necessary, well, you know, once or even once every 5 years, I found. And the PRP I've done once in a course, and I probably will do in another couple of years. And so I find them really effective. So that's something. Lifestyle, as I've already mentioned, there's just some key components that you have to really look at when you're looking at skin health. From my perspective of, you know, this entire internal ecosystem. So hydration, always filtered water. Mornings would be lemon, and then salts, minerals throughout the day. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy, I try and do once a week or once a fortnight. And it's for the cellular regeneration, but also very like skin glows. And a lot of clients report this for skin health. It's natural skin rejuvenation, support, healing, recovery. Sauna, so sweating is a huge thing that I really love to do. And movement, exercise, I sweat every day, generally. And then if I can, I try and use the sauna. I used to use it up to 5 times a week. And this was when I was really trying to work through. And again, we have to go through phases where we can't keep up that intensity. And we don't need to keep up the intensity of cleansing or detoxing for that long. So I now only do it once every couple of weeks or once a week. And also depending on where I'm working on. And now I do also, believing that a good, safe sun exposure, we need to have a good amount of uncovered, non-protected as such sun exposure for good vitamin D. There's also so many other benefits that needs a separate podcast, and we'll talk to Dan about that. But building a solar callus winter, summer, and thoughtful sun time is so potent to our bodies, serotonin, to our hormones, to our neurotransmitters, to our detoxification, to our stress. So all these things are so important for us to be using and utilizing, and especially when you're doing your light prescription, morning sun exposure, night or sunset exposure, and then making sure that safety throughout the day. So really, for me, heading into 40 now, almost, it's really a time that I found to be quite confusing, but really it gives me empathy towards what clients and who I see on a daily basis are going through, because there's this twist between really feeling really confident in your body, feeling really secure in who you are and making choices well, and feeling good with boundaries and knowing what you want, generally being able to afford what you want and to be able to put money into treatments and know a little bit more information. And there's a lot of knowledge that we gain over the years. But there's also this feeling of, being scared of aging, because you're so used to the body and the face that you've had for so long. So this almost feels like there's this grappling of like either a letting go or this holding on to tightly the process of still being young. And, I think there's this middle ground for a lot of women at this sort of age when they hit that 40 and feeling sad for their youth, but also looking forward to what comes with the wisdom of what's their confidence and the beauty of aging and living well, like having a really good life and not suffering, because you're looking after your body, you're moving well, you're keeping strong, you're keeping hydrated, you're keeping your skin healthy and glowing through the things that you're working on. So in reflection, it's been such a beautiful time frame of my 20s, 30s to really learn what I need to know for now and onwards, and for my children and for my clients. So it's beautiful. So I thank you all for listening to this. Any questions, let us know. Any future episodes that you want, this is sort of a short episode, a little clip, a little bite as such. And so if you have any other topics that you want us to cover, or for me to cover on a solo, or any of the other practitioners that we have here, let us know. We will continue to do our herbal bites, and with Chris, who is so knowledgeable on everything herbal, in a completely different level, and all these all the folklore and the energetics of the herbs. So it really gives a deep dive into that. So we'll continue those. But really, for us here at Revital, we are so proud of the environment that we've created, this safe, healing place where we're nurturing nervous systems, and those can feel to be hopefully themselves when they walk in the door, and very relaxed at least. So thank you. Keep showing up for yourself and caring for yourself. The self-care, the health of you is the most important thing, so you can live how you want to live and look after the people that you want to look after. And so thank you for being here for the last 100 episodes. Here's to the next 100, full of learning and evolving and glowing from the inside to the outside. So it's a beautiful time for everyone to be here. So thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your day, night, wherever you are in the world.
Thanks for listening to the Revital Health Podcast. We hope you enjoy this episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Revital Health, as well as our website, revitalhealth.com.au, for upcoming podcasts, workshops, and speaking events. Find out about specials happening in the clinic and all the show notes and links mentioned in the podcast. Please remember that this information discussed here is general information and is not intended to diagnose or treat individuals. Please speak to your healthcare professional before embarking on any new treatments, lifestyle changes, medicines, or supplementation to assess your suitability. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again soon.